everything from rain, freezing rain, sleet, snow, wind, all this stuff, because that was the week that, that all those storms were going across the country. So sorry. As Big Fatty would say, a little phlegmy. Anyway, so...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
As Big Fatty would say, that is phlegmy.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3892, I say choo. BFO for Thursday the 5th of January 2023, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, I'm gonna answer some Axe Big Fatty questions and play some Elad is Big Fatty. Hello, Walnut Hillians Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I'll tell you why you are Walnut Hillians, the main reason you're Walnut Hillians today, y'all, I was watching the Weather Rat, and, it was the National Rat, and y'all, they were showing, rainstorms moving into Walnut Hills over the next few days. I'm sure the rain will come down everywhere. Yes, Big Fatty, everywhere except at the old gal's house. You got it.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
So y'all, today the 5th of June, y'all, it's very important to a celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person numerous times out there at the Pride 48 in Lost Wages. Y'all, he lives in Walnut Hills, or he did at the time. Don't know to tell you the truth, but about today, but. Big Fatty, in fact, one of his claims to fame was to be a guest actor on old Stinkpot's little show that he did out there in Lost Wages. Y'all, just one of the nicest people that you'll ever admit, Big Fatty. That you'll ever meet. Big Fatty, are you having a stroke? No. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Good Humor Penguin, Michael Fine.
Big Fatty, we love Michael Fine.
We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Michael Fine on the Twitty or the Metaspace or even the Woolly Mammoth, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake, and maybe some rain.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Here at Fat Acres Live, Fatty plays. He takes nipper walks around the neighborhood and hangs out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny Henderwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, the favorite famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Y'all, that was Frequency, formerly of the Gay Wasteland. Big Fatty, he doesn't do that little show anymore. I'm not even sure he even listens to the little show anymore. But anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, headed over. Y'all, I think I mentioned that the pub over at the retirement home was going to be closed on Tuesday evening. So we were all going to meet over at the Page's Oakery Grill. Y'all found out that starting Wednesday today, as I'm recording, they're going to be closed for several weeks now. It's just T.S. Eliot. Big Fatty, I'm sure Randy and Shy Tom will be terribly disappointed. I'm sure they will be, but we'll find other good places to eat when they come visit. y'all, let's see. Y'all, the Nip, I have the sore throat, and I'm very congested, and I'm feeling poorly. And so he didn't go. But it was me and Olive and one of the two ladies, because one of the ladies wasn't feeling well either. Big Fatty, two of the ladies weren't feeling well. Catherine and the Nip, it's true. And one of the ladies was there. And, y'all, we had a lovely, just a lovely supper and a cocktail and just caught up. It was glorious fun. And so, y'all, when that was over, I headed on home and watched the news and the Jeopardy. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you, I couldn't believe the Jeopardy. But anyway, not gonna spoil it for anybody. But it was an excellent game. And anyway, after that was over, what TV machine after that? I watched. I wonder what I watched. Y'all, I couldn't tell you if you held a gun to my head. Big Fatty, your memory or your life? You'll have to take my life, because my memory's gone. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I really don't remember what I watched. No clue. Big Fatty, you're beginning to sound more and more like old Crooked Hat. He can never remember if he cooked or if he got food or what he ate or what. Well, he's yes. But y'all, anyway, slept like a baby. I do know I went to bed early. I was probably in the bed by 9 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, I slept so hard. Big Fatty, we do not need to hear stories of nocturnal emissions. No, I just slept deeply. And y'all, I woke up at one point and I went, it must be time to get up. Y'all, it's 11 p.m. you know, they always say an hour of sleep before midnight gives you the benefit of 2 hours of sleep after midnight. So, y'all, I said no, and I had rolled right back over, and y'all, I didn't wake up again until 7:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. And got up, I had my breakfast, did the Sudoku, did the Wordle, read the newspaper, did the Quartal, did the Waffle, and y'all, then I was off. Was off on the morning nipple walk, did the Big Circle, did Fat Acres, and came back And y'all just relaxed a little bit. I had a few of those little ham sandwiches that were left over from the party on Saturday. Y'all, they're so good. So good, I tell you. Even the old gal. Y'all, I don't know if I mentioned this. The old gal asked me for the recipe. She thought they were delicious. And so I sent them to her. And y'all, she sent me pictures of her holding the plate up to her pie hole. Ready? But y'all got my share, and y'all, we were expecting a strong line of thunder boomers coming through this afternoon, mid or early afternoon, and y'all, before they got here, I was off not to the Von Z's, because y'all, I didn't go to the Von Z's today. Beep! Fatty, are you okay? I am, but y'all, I I've been saying that I was going to give you the Von Z's report from 2022. Y'all, honestly, the Von Z's didn't have anything on sale that I needed, and y'all, I need to go through this stuff in my freezer. I couldn't put a peanut butter cup in there. Big Fatty, you just put some in there. Well, there's no room for any more. I gotta empty this freezer out. Anyway, y'all, for the year 2022, Big Fatty spent at the Von's East $2,131.37. Now, y'all, that sounds like a lot, but for some of you, I'm sure that doesn't sound like a lot because, you know, that's for a whole year. but anyway, I saved at the Von Z's for the whole year $1,551.67. Now, y'all, that's, you know, Hat M used to give me a hard time about, you know, the coupon is not really a coupon. Y'all, that's a coupon right there. And y'all, that works out to, I saved 72.8% of what I spent. Y'all, I just couldn't believe it. 72.8%, Big Fatty, and most of that was on cheese. It probably was, but y'all, I was kind of proud of that. So anyway, y'all, instead of going to the Von's East, y'all, I went and got my hairs cut. Y'all, they always say, y'all, little tip, and probably Casey in Denver can confirm this, that the best time to go to the barber shop is when it's raining, because nobody wants to get out in the rain. And y'all, it was just beginning. We were on the cusp of the rain. And y'all, I went, and there were two barbers, and one of them had someone, and the other one was checking somebody out, and went right in. And the one that was checking somebody out needed to take a little break. Big Fatty, I think he had to tee-tee. He probably did. But he came out, and y'all, Big Fatty is happiest when he has a haircut. Y'all, I'm very happy right now. Yes, Big Fatty. And so y'all, after the haircut, I came back here to the villa, and now I'm recording the little show, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Question today. Y'all, it comes from Gus Chance, Kremikov, that he sent. They got three of them on here, but I think we're just going to do Big Fatty, you need content. Spread it out. Okay. He says, I have a few Ask Big Fatty questions. Number one, what was your favorite Kremikov memory? Well, you know, that's And y'all, I have not looked at these ahead of time, so it may take me a second here to think. My favorite criminal memory, that's Chad. It changes over the years. You know, there's a favorite memory from childhood and a favorite memory that I don't really have, but I heard tell of. That I just absolutely love the story that goes behind it. And, you know, one of my favorite memories was this crumma when I went over to Hatlanta and saw the lady that used to live with the Hatarina, and then seeing my cousin who's not doing so well and just spending time with him. And, y'all, it just, you know, a favorite, I don't know you can limit it to one favorite. One of the favorite stories was my grandmother, a good Southern Baptist woman, one night had been into the rum balls, I think, and she was got caught riding my mama's bicycle across the room.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shietti. How you doing?
Good.
I'm all right. I'm at Ashford Hospital.
Hospital?
Just outside the outpatients unit.
You run out of
patients? I'm here for my rheumatism checkup thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's the first time I've been to see a specialist here. So one of those places that really makes you wish you owned a car.
Yes.
Because although it's not that far away, it's about 3 or 4 train changes to get there.
Oh.
And then a bus ride or a walk. It's not simple.
No,
and the only other way of getting there was a taxi, which was £30, which is about $30, I suppose. So a bit irritating before I even arrived.
Yes.
But and I lost my mask in the taxi. So luckily I've got a scarf with me,
and
maybe
I'll
have a free mask at the reception. Anyway. So other than that, I haven't really got much news, but I'll send you another message once I've seen them, and if they have any news, I'll pass it on. But anyway, I hope you're doing okay, and all my love to Poodle, and I'll say goodbye for now. All right, bye
bye. Y'all, that of course is the Shy Yeti and Shy Oh dear, I gotta see Shy Yeti. Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I did get an update from him. We'll play that on maybe tomorrow's little show. But y'all, the rheumatism. Y'all, do you know what the rheumatism is?
Big Fatty, is that when your joints hurt?
Yes, I believe so. So all that travel and walking and all, Shy Yeti, I hope it's gotten better. Y'all, that call came in a while back, so I'm sure we'll get an update soon enough. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Archer from his little show. And Archer, when you listen to the BFO, what is the main theme that you think of?
As Big Fatty would say, that phlegmy.
Oh, yes, phlegmy, sometimes known as papa throat, unless there's no gentleman call.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.